day. Oh, today was a good, good day.
This one I like a lot, Richie.
You know what?
I think it's really? So funny that you do.
Why?
Because she said today was a good day. I didn't have to use my AK.
Right here.
We're right here.
Today was a good day. I didn't have to use my AK.
I wasn't listening to the lyrics. I just
listened. You don't like, but this you like.
I know.
Got it.
I do like that.
What's the what was the song we picked out yesterday or the day before?
The Brooks and Dunn song.
Yeah.
Like, that had nothing to do with it. Wasn't a good day.
Oh.
Tune. No, that Brooks and Dunn. We've
the one you don't
had
like.
Enough of that. No.
No.
You know, it's very interesting. Roberta, is Roberta here yet? Have we figured out where she is? Okay. Deals with the Queen of Cheap today. Right. Netflix, restaurant.com. A lot of things as we get you ready for the holiday season, buying, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it's amazing what people react to. Roberta Fasanelli gets more support than a lot of other things. The Queen of Cheap is a very popular part of what we do here on Good Day. It's a helpful way for you to save money. People appreciate that. People love Roberta for things like that. They love Jennifer because she just seems to be like the girl next door. Richie, they like Jennifer because she sounds so sweet.
The girl next door
that they want to have living next door?
Yeah.
Or the girl next door actually lives next door?
She sent me a picture of an auto parts store yesterday.
Yeah?
You know our O'Reilly's?
Yeah, she's found in O'Reilly's.
She drove by once. Yeah. She sent me a picture of it because I don't have any here in the Northern Virginia area, so she sent me that, and I told her to pick me up some ball bearings and some 30-weight oil.
There you go.
Know that he was into that.
Why would you 30-weight oil? You putting that in the Camaro? 30-weight oil.
No, it's a line from Fletch.
Oh, okay. 30-weight oil you don't want to put in any modern cars.
No, I put 5W30.
Yeah, that's fine. 10W30.
What do you use, Roberta, in your car?
Yeah, what kind of oil do you use, Roberta?
I have no idea.
Call us now, 800-510-8255.
What kind of oil do you put in your car? Right. 800-510-TALK. What
kind?
Coconut oil.
I prefer canola these days.
All right, so you know how funny people are. And I don't mean this. This is very respectfully said, not off the...
Here we go.
Well, I know. I just...
Finger on the dump button.
What people respond to or react to. If I do anything that seems to be different or off course... Last Friday, I spent almost an hour talking about Pat Buchanan's new book,
right. Mm-hmm.
Suicide of a Superpower. Now, this is not something that I would normally spend a lot of time on, but it so impacted me. I picked up a copy of it at the airport.
Okay, let's say you stole a copy at the airport.
Well, it was laying there, and I just picked it up. Okay. I'm not used to paying for books. As we get spoiled.
I'm sorry, officer. Yeah. I'm not used to paying for jewelry.
So saith Lindsay Lohan. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So anyway, this was a classic Pat Buchanan book, and I'm not going to go through it again. It just really hit me how astutely he has sort of put the march of folly, that is the connection of America's military-industrial complex, to our wealth, our health, and the status of really our relationship with the rest of the world. It's a very compelling book. So I went off on this and talked about how I was greatly influenced by his points of view. And people sort of, it was like somebody said to me, "You finally woke up." And I was curious about that. I always sent you a copy of the email, Richie. What do you mean I almost woke up? What does that mean? It sounds like I almost have woken up. I don't know what that means. I'm very active, even though we don't talk about politics. I'm very active, as anybody who knows me will tell you. I'm very, very vocal about what's going on politically in our country.
I wonder if they mean that they think that your beliefs...
are finally on par with what they believe in.
What, they agree? Okay. No, okay.
Yes.
I hadn't thought about it that way. Yeah. But you'll be happy to know.
Your good sense came back from vacation.
Well, but you see, yesterday, and I can't remember the context in which this conversation took place either, this happens often when people know that I come from the Boston area, or if I say something like, if I had a choice of Mitt Romney or Obama, I'd vote for Mitt Romney. Something casual like that. That's just a casual, off-the-cuff kind of a comment.
Sure.
Well, Romney is a liberal Republican. And then I start going off onto And this happened on the Countdown program, which I do the 2 hours before we do the four-hour Good Day program. I do the talk radio Countdown, and it's me just basically introing excerpts from various talk radio programs, news talk radio programs that we hear around the country. And it is compiled on a weekly basis so that at the end of the week, if you listen to the show, you know that we have put together the top 10 hot issues on the radio, on the spoken word, or at least a so-called political news talk radio. So this whole business of whether I am a liberal or a libertarian, it's fascinating. People don't even know the difference between a liberal and a libertarian. People think Ron Paul is a liberal because I say that I'm pretty supportive of all the people and the ideas that have been put forth this year. I'm most supportive of Ron Paul's point of view.
To be fair, though, he is. I mean, right now we're falling into the trap: liberal equals Democrat, and conservative equals Republican.
Exactly, which
Ron
is foolishness.
Paul is a liberal thinker. He is not going with what is the conservative standard values of the country.
No, well, but you see,
but he wants to get
wait
back
a minute.
To
hold
the,
on just a second.
Maybe with what
that
the
is
founded
so
on.
Wrong. That statement you just made is not true.
Well,
not even by if you read Reason magazine. Here's what else I read on the plane.
What is Reason magazine?
Reason magazine, very interesting. I don't even know what it is.
Here we go.
No idea.
No, I'm not going to do this, Rich. I'm just going to give you just 2 cents.
And now you open the can of worms.
I'm going to open, well, I am going to open up a can of worms, but it's not the can of worms you think I'm going to open.
No, okay.
All right. We have three decent magazines in this country that represent extremes. I read them all every month. Mother Jones for the liberal whack jobs, mm-hmm. like Roberta. The right-wing radicals that read Newsmax and actually believe that crud that Christopher Ruddy comes up with, I read that. And then Reason magazine, which is for the libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
And they have conducted a poll in this last issue. And what the poll is was done by an organization. You know, we hear all of these names, these big polling companies, but they're all paid for, you know. The results you get from a poll from Zogby or from Gallup or whomever, those polls are paid for by Gallup mostly has Republican clients. Zogby mostly has Democrat clients. So the results of the polls they do skew toward whoever pays for the poll. So as there are no political connections in Reason magazine, they paid for a poll that actually means something. And it suggests strongly that 84% of the country, when actually probing into what Ron Paul says, they are for what he says. And it even gets down to the nitty-gritty, but mostly he's for less government, which is where most everybody is. And so for you to say what you just did, Jennifer, is really not
accurate. No, but you didn't let me clarify.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, because you just went off.
That's a classic Doug line.
Yeah, I know, you're Ron Paul thing.
You didn't let me clarify.
No, but what I'm saying is he is not the standard. No, he's not the standard thinker that we've had in the country over the last even 50 years, probably. He wants to go back to what America was when we first came here, correct?
Right. Yes.
Less government, that's why we left England to begin with.
Right,
maybe, I guess.
Yep.
All right, so see if you just let me finish.
Thank you. Okay, so here's the real joy, and I put joy in quotation marks, that I got out of the current issue of Reason magazine. There's an article in this...
crossword puzzle?
They do, yes.
Okay, good.
All right, so here's the next big wave of spending that they warn about. The cybersecurity industrial complex. You know how we talk about the military industrial
mm-hmm.
complex?
Yeah.
This is a fascinating five-page overview of what the federal government and what state government, mostly the federal government, is getting into, and at the behest of the big military industrial companies who are now getting into, like Boeing, for example. My favorite airplanes are Boeing. Do I like what they're doing on the other side of their company? Not particularly. But most every one of the companies that is in the military hardware business has now gotten involved in what they call the Cyber Innovation Center office. And there are 11 of these around the country. They're trying to establish large ones. And in the article, it makes reference to the 1961 Eisenhower warning against the dangers of what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex. And they take this circumstance that's arising. I think this is extraordinarily perceptive, frankly, and something that nobody's really talking about. The close nexus between the Pentagon, defense contractors, elected officials, and the military spending, which has now been threatened. So they're looking for other ways to get into your pocket. $140 billion this year in the federal budget is aimed at protecting you from a problem which doesn't yet exist. So they say, we're protecting you in advance of the problem. Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, and a company called Mantech International.
Yeah, Mantech.
I don't know anything about them. What do
they
do?
Right down the road here.
They are.
In Arlington,
so,
Virginia.
But they're into the same stuff, Richie,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cybersecurity.
So they're all going to share in the $140 billion of your tax money this year being spent.
Go back to and define what you mean about doesn't even exist, a problem that doesn't even exist yet. Cyber warfare is.
Well, but you see, that's what you've
problem.
Been told. Ah, is it really?
Oh,
or have you been told that? Where is it? Where is this article gets into the whole idea of cybersecurity? There's an act that was proposed by Senator Jay Rockefeller and Olympia Snow for the creation of this cybersecurity center, regional center network. And so somebody started looking at all of the things that have come from what they describe in the article as the alarmist sector. And they really sort of drill down in and look at the declassified information that has come from so-called cyber threats so far. And they can't really find. There have been allegations. There has been a lot of fear-mongering in the news media. But what proof is there actually that this stuff has taken place in a large scale, enough to warrant, justify, spending hundreds of billions of dollars to build up a complex that protects you from what?
Yeah, hundreds of billions of dollars, yeah. Please.
That's the question that is worth consideration. I'm just going to leave the question on you. You can respond or not as you would like. 800-510-8255. What I find interesting today is that WikiLeaks is reopening their online Dropbox. Julian Assange says he has re-engineered it from scratch. There have not been any accepted submissions.
He's re-engineered it from prison.
For a year. Anyway, it hasn't been open for a year, and now you can send whatever you want to WikiLeaks. Anybody you want, maybe Herman Cain's mistress or whatever, what's her name, Miss White.
Yes.
Right? She'll be the first contributor to WikiLeaks. Do a little leaking there. All right, so anyway, this is food for thought. Fascinating stuff, isn't it? I find it anyway that way. Hopefully you do, too. I don't want you hitting the button. It's 20 past the hour on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you all start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
You watch.
Ah, yes. We have Conrad Murray being sentenced today. Richie speculating on how long he and Jerry Sandusky will entertain each other while they're in the slammer.
They'll both be backed into the corner trying to fight each other.
Yeah. Of my favorite kind, my favorite genre of music, other than doo-wop, was the disco era. And this came from the height of the disco era, 1975. On this date, the Silver Convention, Richie.
That's right.
Had the number one pop tune called Fly Robin Fly. Or Fly Robin Fly. Now,
it's a Japanese dish, isn't it? Fry Robin Fry?
Yes, it is. Fry Robins. Roberta would probably be there in line to have a fried robin.
Fry, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Delicious. Yum.
So, it is with the
soy sauce.
Acknowledgement.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. From a pizza sauce.
There you go.
All right, so, this is a stretch. But I'm going to make the stretch. Take a shot at it anyway.
Yeah, here you go.
The I just said Fly Robin, Fry Robin Fry with an obvious connection to Asian friends. The video of the day today at DougStefan.com, celebrities doing commercials in other countries. Oftentimes, unless you're watching, what's the award show they have for commercials around the world? You know which one.
The Whammies?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Can't remember.
Yeah. At any rate, there's a new commercial that we have for you at DougStefan.com, which has Yoda selling a cup of noodles. And here's listen, check out the video, Roberta, while we're playing the audio on the air.
Always a notion is the future. Feeling in your own power. You must.
He's talking in English.
He is, but the commercial is Japanese.
May the force be with Japan.
Boil Japan. Boil Japan. Cup of noodle.
Okay, if I'm in Japan, I don't want to eat a cup of noodle. They have really good noodles in Japan. Why would I eat a cup of noodle?
It's so silly. But the advertising business is... Remember that movie with Dudley Moore?
Which one? Oh, the one
selling, Crazy People.
Yeah, right. Doing advertising slogans. And they were so right on. Yeah. Volvos are a big box. Buy one. It's safe. Something like that.
And some were horribly politically incorrect.
Oh, yeah. God, they were wonderful. Okay, so here's one. Speaking of politically incorrect, Roberta, one of our listeners sent me, and I'm betting he probably sent this to you, Richie, as well, a picture of an ad that appears for a new golf game called Toilet Time Golf.
Right. It's the potty putter.
The potty putter is $19.99. This is for the avid golfer.
Offers extra practice time with every trip to the bathroom.
Right. And it shows a guy sitting on a toilet with his pants
potty
down.
Potty putter.
potting, practicing his putting, the mat around the toilet is a like a little golf.
You know, you have the toilet mat.
It's
AstroTurf, right. And it's got the little cup and the little flag, and you sit there with the putter and you putt while you're sitting on the.
So do you know anybody who's a golfer? This would actually be kind of fun.
No, but I know lots of men that would putt while they're on the toilet.
Yeah. You get a putting green, a cup with flag, two golf balls, a putter, and do not disturb door hanger free.
Right. It's all part of the 1995 or 1999 plus.
It's got to be ground for divorce if you walk in and find your husband putting on the toilet.
Could you see the do not disturb sign? Putting, do not disturb.
Yeah. I just thought that was...
Okay.
There's a lot of classic stuff.
As seen on TV.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of that, we have the Queen of Cheap deals from Netflix, Restaurant.com, other things that will help you save money. Jennifer has the television report in the next half hour, including an update on a Betty White TV show.
Ooh.
And Mr. T, a reality show.
Hey, fool.
Yeah. Let's see how far those go. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Caused by drivers who simply can't see out their windshield because of badly worn or cracked wiper blades. If your wiper blades are streaking, skipping, or smearing, it's time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let our team of professionals help you select the replacement wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Oh, really?
This is
Jewel.
I like this one.
We love Jewel.
You know, why do you always take that? Like, you have this false sense, this faux indignancy that you put forth, trying to, as if everything Jewel did was perfect, or I'm saying that everything that she does is horrible.
She came on this show just for 60 seconds to yodel for us. What's not to love about that?
So what has that got to do with liking or not liking this song?
I don't know.
I love you, but I don't like everything you say.
Oh, that's good. Probably a smart thing.
So, all right, so Roberta. Roberta Fasinelli is here with our Queen of Cheap work for today. 6 years ago, the term Cyber Monday was created by shop.org. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Go to shop.org, and you will see they take credit for creating or coining the term.
So they claim.
They claim. Well, I mean, who else is going to lay claim to it? Biggest online shopping day, supposedly, until this year. Was it this hour we were talking about, or last hour? Shopping on Thursday?
Last
and what
hour.
A big day it was.
Last hour.
All right, Roberta. Big day. $1.2 billion was spent last Thursday. Yesterday, though, apparently close to two. Jewelry. The luxury retailers really clean up on Cyber Monday. I don't know. Why would that be? Why is it that they offer big discounts? Is that what it is?
People, I think they offer big discounts, you know, compared to your local jewelry store, absolutely.
I heard jewelry was down.
Local jewelry store.
Well, what, online, Richie, or in retail?
For the holiday weekend in general.
Not
for the shopping weekend in general.
Really?
I heard good jewelry and what else? Something else.
Well, people are more practical this year. They're buying other things because there's a practicality issue. People have not spent on retail electronics, for example. There are a lot of food items that are apparently, Jennifer, selling very well. Gourmet items, wines, that sort of thing are big online. I guess that doesn't... Would that surprise anybody to know that? I don't know if that is a big deal or not. The Daylon... was it last year or the year before Small Business Saturday was started? That was in New York.
It's been around for a couple of years.
That was last year.
Wasn't that in New York? Yeah. Didn't that start with Bloomberg in New York? Didn't it? Yeah.
No, I think that was an American Express promotion.
Bloomberg and American Express together decided it would be good to start that in New York, and it spread quickly around the country. So anyway, There has been, the bottom line is, over the last 4 or 5 days, a ton of money has been spent on both online and regular retail.
Oh, yeah.
And
I do all my shopping online.
If you look well, online and then going to the stores,
that's
the stores had a good weekend. Stock market was up 300 and some odd points yesterday.
Just
and
checking my phone.
Only
I've
here,
got two emails in my inbox. One says Amazon.com Kindle Fire. And the next one says Amazon.com half off a massage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really.
There you go. No,
I'm
going to
give Megan.
Yeah.
I'm giving Megan.
Is it Amazon?
Mm-hmm. They have, it's like their Groupon deals thing.
Yeah, Groupon.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm giving Megan. I've been trying to get her to go see a chiropractor. She's never been to a chiropractor.
Oh, really?
Even though her brother swears by chiropractic, and she knows I've been going. She just doesn't. She said to me, she didn't want somebody crunching her bones. Megan, you have a PhD from Oxford. What are you talking about? Crunching your bones.
Jack?
Where did you get that? No, Jack. No, Jack. No, I'm not going to send it to Jack. I am going to set her up with some. And Megan is so practical that if she has a gift certificate for something, she will use it. She won't let it sit. So this is my way of getting her to go and find. I used Shares. I think I've told you this on the air. The guy who does a share in terms of
the guy who corrects Shares back, corrects
right.
Doug Steffens back.
Right, and so
you
figure it on. Megan, there'd be some degree of credibility attached to it. So anyway,
yeah,
tomorrow when we
sure
have our resident chiropractor, Dr. Jack, on, I want to have a conversation that we had with some friends at dinner over the weekend. My friend is doing a thesis. She's
A thesis. What is a thesis on?
She's becoming a family therapist.
Yeah.
And she's been in the medical field in backs and stuff, and she's doing a thesis on how back problems affect relationships.
Good.
Oh, big
time.
That'd
be very good to have. Yeah.
Big time, yeah.
All right.
Big
so,
time.
Roberta, as we go into the Queen of Cheap report for today, let's acknowledge a couple of things. One of them, on Friday, when we were talking about Small Business Saturday, I was talking and asking all of you to think about who, and I think yesterday we went even further, come up with some ideas that you can give people, support American business, whatever it is. We had a lot of different things, and somebody sent me an email that thanked me for coming up with the ideas. They weren't my ideas. I parroted them from somebody else. But still, the idea is good to go to local businesses and find, you know, buy a friend of yours an oil change. That's keeping an American business going.
That's right.
Little stuff like that. And one of the things that people have asked about with regard to the Queen of Cheap, do we ever support local businesses? And most of the deals granted are from the big companies. But remember, many of these companies are franchise companies that are run by a local business person. All right? So that's something there. And the other thing is, when you're going to a site online, check out the cart. And is it easy to follow? I've noticed this. I haven't bought a lot of stuff online, but I've first noticed you have these things in your shopping cart.
Right.
And one place I tried to buy from made it very complex, very difficult to follow, and so I just didn't do it. And maybe that would be a way for you to decide whether you're going to use that site or not. How easy, in fact, is the site to use? Never mind what they're selling, but is it easy to use?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people think about that. All right, let's promote some of these good things, Roberta. Get to the
she's the
hardcore stuff.
The diva of it's Roberta Fessinelli.
You know what else? May I just throw this in?
Of course, Doug.
Richie, you'll be impressed with this.
Okay.
I was just looking at our analytics online, the number of people that come to our site, and there are these same analytics available for the site that you're going to buy something.
Right.
And if you dig down deeply enough into them, you can find where the most traffic is. That is what's getting purchased by people who are online buying things, what the most popular items are. And I wonder if people, if you didn't know that or you didn't think about that, something else for you to keep in mind when you're buying material online. What's the most popular stuff and what are people staying away from?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do we have?
Well, to support local businesses like you're talking about, here's an ideal example. Restaurant.com. You know how I love this site.
Yes,
they've got their $25 gift certificates as low as $2. This is just for today and tomorrow. And, you know, Restaurant.com, it's not the chains we're talking about with this site. It's the local mom and pop restaurants, your local Chinese restaurant.
Kind of like Groupon in a sense.
Right, your local Italian restaurant. So this is an ideal way to support them and get to know a different restaurant. I've discovered tons of new restaurants that I really love.
Or Living Social. I don't want to leave them out either.
Living Social, Groupon, KGB Deals. There's a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
But restaurant.com, you can't beat them when it comes
to
these.
Did you say KGB Deals?
Yeah, it's called KGB Deals, yeah.
Are they all Russian?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Restaurant.com. It's
you know how crazy
awesome.
My mind is?
Yeah,
here we go.
I just, with that, you know, Joseph Stalin's daughter died yesterday.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
But you see how we could go in 87 different directions? This is we're in the Queen of Sheep. But you could go in any kind of conversation anywhere.
Yeah.
Can go in any direction.
You know what this show needs? You know when you go bowling and you take the kids and they have those little bumpers to keep your ball from going out of the lane?
Exactly. We need bumpers. Show bumpers.
This show needs those bumpers.
Hey, Roberta,
exactly. Keep us on the straight and narrow.
Okay, next thing. AMC Free Theater Popcorn from December 2nd through December 4th. They want you to go to the movies. So we have a coupon for you for a free small popcorn. That's probably worth about, you know, $23 or something like that. If you bought movie popcorn lately. Staples, this is a fantastic deal. We had it earlier this year. It's back again. McAfee Total Protection 3 for three users. You can get it free. It's normally $65. It's the 2012 edition. $65. But then you'll get a $65 rebate from Staples. So it's completely free. You can protect your computer with the McAfee Total Protection Program and do it for absolutely nothing. MasterCard. Got a MasterCard?
Yeah.
You sign it up and you'll get a $20 gift card for every $200 purchase you make. How about that?
That's a good deal. Yeah. Any MasterCard? I got two of them.
Yeah, any MasterCard, just sign them up.
Where do you sign up? Do you have to go to MasterCard's website?
We have
the information at
DougStephan.com on where you go to do that.
Very good. Everybody.
And here's a great deal from Netflix. You know, if you're paying for Netflix, you may not have to because you get a free trial for a month and a $10 Papa John's gift card just for signing up and trying Netflix for a month. So you can try it for a month and then...
Papa John's, that would Herman Cain? Did Herman Cain run Papa John's?
No, that was Godfather's.
Godfather's, yeah. So that's pretty neat. You get a pizza and you can watch movies and you can do it free.
Really?
All of this is on the Queen of Cheap website at DougStephan.com. Free.
It's to be specific.
Free.
It's the not the Queen of Cheap website. You do not have your own website.
Queen of Cheap. Queen of Cheap spot.
It's in the box there,
right?
Just below the fold with Roberta's picture
as
the dumpster diver. All right. May I offer one other? Of course I can, because it's my program.
Absolutely.
Sure. Oh, by the way, Doug, this just in.
What's that? Really?
Santa is on Lipitor.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
I would have thought Crestor.
That's all.
Really? I'm going to put him on.
Very fatty.
We're gonna put him on a natural regimen, Richie, for that. Here's something for those of you who have local businesses. May I offer this idea? Promoting your commerce to people who visit your store. Make it easy for people, this would be for everybody. Put your web address on receipts and produce a business card or a pamphlet that can go in every bag that leaves your store. This is good for everybody, I think. Don't you think? Linking descriptions of your specials to your website from an email, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Tell stories about your business and products on short videos that you can post to YouTube. And to share on Facebook, that's a pretty good idea as well. Do things that the big businesses can't do. Consider giving a discount to your loyal customers in exchange for posting a testimonial message about your business on their Facebook page. That's really a good idea.
That is a great idea.
Don't you think that's a good idea? Yeah. All right, so good ideas. We have them. Speaking of good ideas, we have the Jennifer... we have an expanded. We'll spend the rest of the hour talking about television. How's that for a deal? 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only, this Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Don't miss huge store-wide savings like 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Nintendo DS, Fastlane, and more. Plus, earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Save big this Wednesday, only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Store hours may vary. Certain restrictions apply for layaway and offers. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
All right. Hugh Laurie has a band.
He does.
Yes.
Two bands, actually. Two
All
bands.
My life I've been a traveling man.
This is Hugh Laurie. Imagine that.
All House. My life I've been a traveling man.
All right, Jennifer has a big announcement about Hugh Laurie. What's the story, Jin Jin?
Well, did you know that Hugh Laurie not only has two bands, but he's also the most watched leading man on television as named by the Guinness Book of World Records?
All around the world, it's a big show.
Yeah, at its peak, it was watched by 81.8 million people in 66 different countries. So, big news for Hugh. He's decided that after House is over, he's going to leave the acting field. He's going to move on. He's going to do writing, producing, or directing something else, maybe music. He said that he feels like he was so lucky to have had this big shot that he wouldn't look for lightning to strike twice. So he'll be done after House.
Not the least of which is, if it's played to that many people, it's in reruns everywhere, he's going
to
be a very wealthy guy. He's going
to
be a very wealthy guy.
He's built-in retirement plan.
All right. Betty White is going to host an NBC reality show in which senior citizens prank young people. Things get wild when Granny laces a teenager's cereal bowl with a natural laxative, and the show is going to be called Pruned.
I like it. I like it. She's going to be on Regis. She'll be on Live with Kelly today if you want to get the details on that story. Yep.
And Mr. T is hosting a BBC series, The World's Craziest Fools, featuring stories about bumbling criminals, the great jewelry heist when five burglars try to break into his neck is the first feature.
I pity the fool.
Nah.
Hey, TV Guide took a poll, Doug, in their issue that's coming out next week, their December 5th issue. They took a fan favorite poll to see what was the favorite TV show among all the TV Guide viewers. You know who won?
No.
Community, which is funny because it was just benched for mid-season. It's on a little hiatus.
I don't get
it's not
any
a good
shows.
Show. I mean, I think it's funny. It has a lot of potential. Yeah, but
it's funny.
Other ones on the list: Dexter, Revenge, Person of Interest, Ringer, Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, Chuck, and Terra Nova.
All right.
Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I love her so.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Television and the Regis Philbin story continuing, plus Jennifer has a couple of more important stories about what's going on. I guess important,
defined
by what you like. Yeah, exactly. It's 54 minutes past the hour, so we'll start with Reg, and we'll go through a couple of other things in just a moment here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
All right, you all know there are a number, I think there are three or four of these TV shows that focus on entertainment, right? Extra, what is the one that John Tesh used to do?
There's Entertainment Tonight,
right.
Extra, The Insider. Oh, there's tons of them. Mm-hmm.
Regis Philbin was on with Maria Menounos. Is that how you say her name?
Menounos. Maria Menounos. Mm-hmm. I never say her name right.
I just say that hot chick on the entertainment show.
Wasn't she, the mayor of New York, mayor of L.A. after her? Wasn't she one of the
probably.
Ones?
Probably. He's after everybody, so that wouldn't surprise me. But no, she keeps her nose clean. She was on MTV. That's where she got her start.
All right. So here Regis talks to her about who he'd like to see replace him. It's good, Regis, so far.
So who do you think should replace you?
Everybody asks me that. You know.
I know, but I want you to tell me, for real. Right? Don't you guys want to know?
Well.
Do you know who Regis thinks could be the next mini Regis?
Listen to this. George Clooney.
You know
what else has he got to do? Nothing.
He's handsome like you.
Sure.
Right. This woman is a drip.
Charming like you.
Can we get to the next thing?
Like
if I'd known this was this annoying. Richie, next cut. She's annoying. My
now
God.
Now live is done. What was Monday morning like for you?
Well,
did you watch the show?
Monday morning I was in Florida. And yes, I took a look at the show. I thought they looked great together. You know, I love Jerry Seinfeld, and Kelly knows him well, too, so they got along fine. Thought it was a good show. What's it like for me, though? Well, I'm so busy now. Thank God maybe I'm doing the right thing at the right time, getting involved, going out with my book, and so it's like I'm working again.
Did you plan this?
No, I'm
my God, this woman is
like this.
My God,
and I think Harper Collins
this Richie,
said, well,
get me out of this.
Why do you, just do what I do. Don't listen to her.
Oh, good God.
She's so what bad. She's a young journalist now.
She's not a journalist. She's not a journalist at all. She's just mindless.
I want to ask you because...
Never mind. No, I don't want to hear anything about it.
Okay, you want me to tell you the bottom line then?
Yeah, let's get to the bottom line.
So he has created, Regis's new gig is that he's created RAF Productions with the former director of Live, Barry Glaser, and the executive producer of City Island, Edward Walson. They also have another cohort, the Writer Guild Awards executive producer, Court Cassie. They're working on a show that's a family competition, which is something they say is new. I think Family Feud was a family competition. But maybe I'm wrong. It's going to be on prime time, and they're not giving many details, but they're hoping that you'll see it maybe in 2012.
His name opens the door.
Absolutely.
Opens the door, and then you go from there. All right. What else do you have, Jen Jen?
Okay, a little news for Gilbert Gottfried. That's good. If you remember, about 8 months ago or so, he lost his job as the spokesperson for Affleck when he was making Twitter jokes about the Japanese tsunami. Not really good. He has now got a new job on SVU. What you watch, right? Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, once in a while.
He'll be playing kind of a computer geek in the department, helping out with numbers. Also, I've asked this question to myself a lot. What TV shows do rich people really hate the most? Any answers?
Rich people don't like certain television programs.
Rich people.
Yeah, what do rich people
good
hate?
Good times.
No. Doug, you can do this. I know you can.
I don't care. Tell us.
Cops. Is the number one most unpopular show among upscale adults 18 to 49. Also, A Gifted Man, which is kind of funny, and 2.5 Men. They're not a big fan of that.
I can see that.
You can?
Yeah, it's the 2.5 Men is just, I don't know. Here's what bothers me.
Yes.
It shows on at 9 o'clock at night, right? Or 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. What time is it on?
9 o'clock.
All of the sexual innuendos and references are
lots
inappropriate. Really, really inappropriate.
Sitcoms nowadays. Oh, speaking of innuendo, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show is on tonight, Rich, on CBS.
There you go.
Booyah!
59 past the hour on your Good Day program.